Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. These meditations are designed to help guide you through a time of quietude, solitude, and specifically to be in prayer and to hear in a two-way conversation what the Lord wants to speak into your life today. Today I want to take us to the text in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, beginning of verse 9, where the scripture says, "So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world." You know, one of the great promises of God is that we have a hope for rest in our life. Everybody I know is tired. Everybody I know is running as hard as they can and doing all they can. And yet God offers for us a peace and a rest that comes when we receive and act in His direction and His will. Today, as we prepare to meditate, I would invite you to join me in this prayer. God, thank you that there is a special rest awaiting for your people. God, I'm grateful that I'm your child and that there is a special rest awaiting for me. God, I'm grateful that you taught us that we are to take a time and set aside a Sabbath day of rest. Today in my spirit and in my soul, would you deliver peace, power, and direction as I long to hear from you and to know what you have for me this day. And now, friend, as you prepare to meditate, just let your attention be drawn to your breath. Just breathe normally and deeply. As you breathe deeply, begin to think through the things of the Lord and how He wants to speak into your life today. Thank Him that there is a special rest waiting for the people of God. Ask today that the Lord would give you wisdom. Tell the Lord a couple of things that you are grateful for today. Lord, I'm grateful for. And now, friend, I want to mind the time and give you a few moments to just be still and listen for God to give you His peace, power, and direction. When your mind starts to wander, I want you to take this mantra, if you will, and introduce this into your time of meditation. Lord, I'm grateful for your special rest. God, I'm grateful for your special rest. God, I'm grateful for your special rest. Every time your mind begins to wander, bring it back to that text from Hebrews chapter 4. Lord, I'm grateful for your special rest. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments.
Thank you.
It is good to know that the Lord calls us to receive a rest found only in Him. Today, friend, no matter how fast, how hard, or how difficult you might be running through your day, be encouraged. The Lord has a desire for you to rest in Him. Thanks for joining me and participating in today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.